The energies of this allegory are such that if one can truly understand it and implement it in one's own life's understanding, then they will see that the chapter they are in right now is simply a chapter that will be played out to whatever degree they wish to imagine it, to whatever degree they wish to energize it. If they choose to see this as a dark chapter where those energies of the darkness control and predominate, then it will be a hard chapter to read and to go through. If they can understand that it is only part of the book and that the journey will go on, or a new book will be picked up after this one is complete, then perhaps it will assist one and all in understanding that whatever they are experiencing is but a fleeting moment of experience, a chapter that needs to be gotten through and not lingered upon, nor should they stop mid-chapter because they are afraid of reading, afraid of moving to the conclusion of the book. The conclusion always brings one to completion and to a return to the library of the soul, where other volumes are awaiting to be picked up, to be dived into, to be enjoyed and experienced. Behind all is the divine energy, the divine focus, that which is light, that which is compassion and love. The books are always simply adventures, misadventures sometimes, catastrophe other times, and thrillers on other occasions. There are also those comedies and inspirational, uplifting writings. There are many books to be read. Remember this always as you are caught up in a chapter, in a moment of imagination with the events that go around and around, with the events that you are experiencing. When you incarnate into physicality, you become the author of the book. You can also understand that through imagination you are the author of the book and that you are writing it in a way that is based on your perception and understanding and use of imagination. As the author you can rewrite the script, you can change the outcome if you have awareness and understanding and trust and faith. As you understand the gifts of your being, the higher level of spiritual focus and spiritual power, it will give you the ability to adjust the novel, the chapter you are in, to rewrite it, or at the very least to remove yourself from the immediate effect of a tragedy or a drama and lift yourself into the higher realms so that you begin to rewrite the book with a new concept, a new understanding. Again, eventually one reaches the conclusion of a book and one puts it aside and picks up another, but if you understand that as the author you can complete the book in a way much more favorable and in alignment with your spiritual nature and the divine will, then the journey through life, the journey through the adventure, the novel, will take on an added degree of importance and positivity, hope and indeed inspiration. Remember therefore, you are the author writing a book that you are participating in, who has forgotten that you were the author, and that you wrote the book, you planned it out. You constructed the adventure so that you could have an experience, so the soul could have an experience in physicality. Awakening to this truth will be a power beyond belief and will help one write the new book or change the old, and it will help one focus on the timeline of experience one wishes to have versus the one they were stuck in because of others who have interfered. Let go of the tragedy and pick up an inspirational book. We all have within us the power to rediscover who we truly are. We have been blessed with this power and this strength. None are on the planet at this time to simply be trapped by the circumstances of life and the programming of controllers, without hope and without recourse. All have within them the power to rediscover who they truly are, and what they truly are. All have the power to understand they are the ultimate author of their book and can write whatever chapter they wish, and whatever adventure they desire. Thus please enjoy your novel, enjoy the writing of your book. Remember you are not restricted or trapped, you have imagination as a most powerful tool to redefine the story, redefine the outcome. You are an amazing being, you are the ultimate author of an adventure that is magnificent. Remember this always and never allow yourself to be trapped again by another, by others. Remember that God is there, the divine is present, and that all you need to do is to focus on the higher spiritual nature of your being to be guided to this comprehension and awareness, and then you will see that the book you write will be a true epic indeed, as it already is. Each day offers us this opportunity. Carpe diem. Seize the day.